I'm back talking about 1967 Tops, some tips for new collectors, and some for some old collectors.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
Before we get started, I wanted to talk to you about my Facebook live chat that will be happening tonight at 9 p.m. We will have a special guest over there, Dub Mentality, on Twitter. That's his handle. He'll be over there chatting, talking, who knows, mostly nonsense. That's what I say. Not him, us in general. He won't be doing the nonsense. It'll be more me with the nonsense. Also, guys, head over to svacardcollectors.com where you can get a lot of great articles and information on collecting cards. And now for the show. What is up? What is going on? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. I know it's been a long, long time. I really have no excuses. I can't even make it up. You know, make up anything special? It's just, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. There was a lack. It was some wasn't feeling it. Some just busy with work and life. And, I didn't just want to, like I said before, just talk and meander and just talk some nonsense. But I have stuff to say. I have some stuff that, you know, I think there should be some change in how I do certain things. I know a lot of people, I've been focusing, and yes, this is an old school recording, so I am driving while I'm recording. I turned the AC off, so I will be sweating my balls off. But that's all right. It's what I do for you people. I let them go off. My wife's already got them. Ugh. Anyway. So. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff with regards to sports. And I've been focusing a lot on flipping. But the whole point of this channel was for people to, you know, learn about the sports collecting world as they were entering into it. There were people in their mid to late 30s, early 40s getting back into it, and they don't know what's going on. And there's been a lack of focus on that. And for that, I do apologize profusely. Oh, heaven forbid. All right, I'm putting the AC, I don't care. The sound quality, it is what it is. You just gotta suck it up, buttercup. You're going to hear the cluck, cluck, cluck from the car. It is what it is. But I also want to talk about flips. I want to talk about vintage as well. I want to talk about a lot of things. So I'm going to hit a lot of topics. I'm not going to spend an exorbitant amount of time on each because, to be honest with you, who the hell really wants to hear about that? Do you want to hear an hour-long dissertation of the 1954 top sports cards? No. Baseball cards. I don't know why sports cards. Baseball cards? No. No one does. No one wants to hear it. As a cop zooms right past me as I'm holding this stupid mic, guy must think I'm crazy. Besides the point. So, wanted to start off with Tom Seaver had passed away. So I wanted to dive in very, very briefly on the 1967 top set. I know Lou Brock died as well, but he died after and I already started it. So Lou Brock's rookie card is 1962 tops. And those are the wooden border cards. I'm not that big of a fan of that set, to be honest with you, but they are pretty condition sensitive just because of that. So we're going to go with the 1967 set. Now, if you read, a lot of the information I'm getting is the Cardboard Connection. And so you could just read it there. But I remember as a kid, I really liked this set. It was, I didn't realize everyone said, oh, this is considered one of the best looking, you know, sets. They do look really nice. The only thing is Mickey Mantle looks terrible. It's probably one of his worst cards because it's just like his big fat face on a green background. And it's just like, he's just like, hey, what's going on, guys? It's not very flattering. But there's a lot of other cards where the pictures look real nice. Now, Tom Seaver's rookie card is 1967. Also, Hall of Famer Rod Carew, who's Jewish, but he converted. That's what Adam Sandler said. I have no idea if that's the case or not. No clue. But anyway, so it is a 609 card set. It is a massive set to collect. There's also some errors and misprints and stuff like that that add to that master set that people love to go after. Some people don't. Some people just want to get, you know, one card of each. And you can go on eBay. You can go on Sportslot. Nah, I don't know about Sportslots, but you can find also auction houses where you can get a lot of these cards, graded and ungraded. I would say about this, you can probably buy them relatively, cheaply. English, David English. It does have Mickey Mantle, has Hank Aaron, has Bob Clemente. I don't know if I said Willie Mays. You have Rose, you got Robinson, Brooks Robinson. You got a lot of the main, you know, players in there. And the cards, for 99% of them, outside of Mickey Mantle, look real nice. Tom Seaver's rookie card, to be honest with you, doesn't look that great because it's half a card. He shares it with, I forget the other guy's name. But, yeah. Way to segue, Dave. Yeah. There's also a Venezuela edition. To be honest with you, I like the Venezuelan edition better. They're harder to get in good condition. I don't think it parallels quite. I don't think they have all the same cards. I might be wrong about that. But they are more expensive. There's also, and you'll see, like a Retirado? I think it's Retirado set. It's basically retired guys that they have. Now, Cardboard Connection was saying these are really hard and very rare and very expensive. They look disgusting to me. They're 338 set. Card set, I would pass on them. The Venezuelan set, however, edition, I do like. They look nicer. They look a little bit sharper, to be honest with you. Like, the contrast was turned up on those cards. Now, looking at PSA graded cards, now, you have Tom Seaver. There was a total of 2,709 graded for Seaver. Only three got a PSA 10, 89 PSA 9s, and then 565 PSA 8s. Carew, only one PSA 10, 59 nines, 415 PSA 8s. Rod Carew, Mickey Mantle, he has 7,199 cards. Everyone's trying to get that bank. He has 820 PSA 8s, 77 PSA 9s, and only two PSA 10s. Hank Aaron doesn't have any 10s. He has 2,900 PSA total graded cards, 69 of them PSA 9s, 605 PSA 8s. You can get it for $500 a PSA 8, Hank Aaron. It's a beautiful card for Hank Aaron. It's a really nice card. Mickey Mantle, you're paying $1,600. Rod Carew, $1,100 for a PSA 8. Right now, Tom Seaver is off the Chizane, so it's going for $2,600. PSA 7 was like $2,200, so the PSA 8, if you're going for that, you know, makes more sense. The PSA 9, actually, I saw one for $9,250, but right now you're dealing with his death, and so because of that, his card prices are going up and up and up. So you're buying really high right now with Tom Seaver. So that's that for that set. It's a really nice set. It is a bigger set to collect, so it's going to take you guys a lot longer, but you can find commons pretty readily. You go to any card show if your state has them, and it's you can get it. You can get them. It's not hard. And it's weird because I remember when I was a kid, when I saw the old cards, I was like, oh, wow, those are expensive. Even if it was a common, I was like, ah, that's too crazy for me. I can't get that. They're too expensive to get them all. But they're really not, and especially if you buy them in lots and, you know, in bulk, you can get it. Before I continue, I wanted to thank StarStock for supporting me and for advertising and, you know, showing support for the show. They no longer will be doing it. No reason. I think they're just done. But I love their platform. I think it will continue to grow, and I think it will eventually get to the point where ComC is at. And it will do other things as well. So I'm looking forward to that. So I just wanted to give them that little shout out. Dave's shout out brought to you by no one, because no one is advertising now. So now, people starting out, you're getting back in, you see like 50,000 sets of cards. I know it's a little bit different in this year of the COVID, or the Wuhan flu, as some people like to say, or the China flu. Anyway, so they're going to see, still, you get tons of these sets, and everyone goes, I don't know which one to get. I don't know which one to buy. Now, you can just be the jerk and go, it's whatever you like. That's what's great about collecting. It's if you love the way it looks, just go collect it. Now, if you're looking to get the biggest bang for your buck, and you want to get nice cards that you want to keep, but you still, if you want to sell them, you want to be able to sell them, the ones that you have to really focus on are Topps Flagship, and that's their main set that everybody thinks about when you were a kid. That's what you bought, Topps Series 1, 2, and the update. You also have Topps Chrome, which is now starting to come back to the way it was a year or two ago, and they are actually more money than the Topps Flagship, and Topps Chrome had the same. They would have a Topps Chrome and then a Topps Chrome update. And you also have Topps Heritage. You have Topps Heritage and then Heritage High Number. High Number is basically the update version. Those are the three sets that you really should focus on. Those are the ones that people collect. Those are the ones that go for the really high dollar value. Like, you look at Mike Trout, his update card is worth the most money. Followed by, also, Bowman. Sorry. I can't believe I almost... Wow, that is a tremendous amount of glass. Bowman is also, if not the number one thing to buy... I don't know how the hell I missed that. Bowman is the one, because everyone collects the first edition cards. They make it simple for you. It says it on the top right, the first, you know, the first card of a player. That's worth the most money. And that's typically where you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck. Now, I saw someone had asked a question about what's the cheapest way to buy cards. And really, the biggest question you have to ask yourself when you're getting back into it is, why are you getting back into it? Are you a degenerate gambler and so you want to do this so you can gamble more? Did you always like it and just like cards and just want to collect? Do you want to build sets? Do you want to just buy players? Do you want to flip and make bank, bro? It all depends. And based off of that knowledge, you're going to want to do certain things. If you're, you know, looking to build a set and you're just looking to enjoy, I would say maybe not right now, maybe next year, but buy a box of cards so you enjoy getting the box and opening up and all that good stuff. And then from there, trading your doubles on Facebook or on Instagram, and or even selling them on eBay, which is a little bit more difficult, you know, it's more involved. But you could do that, and then trying to buy the rest if you want to do it like that as a collection, or you could just buy the damn whole set on eBay. People collate them all the time. You can actually buy them on pre-sale, meaning if a set's coming out, and for example, we'll say Topps Heritage High Number is coming out, you'll see some pre-sales of people who know they're going to get a certain amount of set because they're opening, you know, 100 cases of these. So they know out of those cases, 100 cases will yield them 500 sets or whatever the case may be. So they pre-sale. And you might be able to get a better deal. You know, maybe not. Sometimes it's... Thanks, Dave. You're telling me to buy it, but then you're also saying, hey, it might be cheaper if you wait a little bit. And it may be. But... depending on, you know, who's in it. It just all depends. But usually pre-sale buying a set isn't the worst thing in the world. But if you're focusing more on players, you may want to buy player lots on eBay, also on Facebook, on Instagram. If you're looking for flipping, you're going to want to see who people are looking to buy. You know, watch, go on Facebook groups, see what's selling. Go on eBay. There's places where you can see who's trending. If you have an eBay store and you pay the $30, you can get TerraPeak, and it'll give you a lot more information with regards to, you know, who's selling well, and all that good information. So there's a lot of ways to skin the cat, which there's only one. Actually, I'm literally stealing this from a Disney movie, Blank Check. There's only one way to skin a cat. I've never seen any other way to skin a cat. That's what happens when you have kids. You watch a 1990s movie. And in this 1990s movie, the FBI agent, which was a woman, actually kissed the kid on the lips at the end of the show, at the end of the movie. The kid was like 10 or 11. It would never happen. Right on the lips. And it was not a short one. It was a decent one. Was there tongue? Probably not. I'll say there was. But in either case, that's where I stole that joke from. But you got to figure out what the hell you want to do with this hobby. And then from there, it'll be a lot easier for people, A, to answer your questions. But cheapest way is buying lots. Buying stuff that people don't want to, you know, bother doing. People don't like sorting. So you just go, I'll just buy all of it. Because then you buy everything. You keep the stuff that you want and sell the stuff that you don't. Some people don't want to go through it. They just want to get rid of it. They want the money and then want to move on. And so that's my, you have sports lots, that has, sells up, you know, a bunch of cards like that. They have lots of cards, like a lot, not like a lot. If you know what I mean. Ugh, this is terrible. Anyway, I shouldn't be saying that in the middle of the podcast. This is terrible. Why are you people listening? You get my point, what I'm trying to say. You want to do stuff that people don't want to do. That's where you get your biggest bang for your buck. And also take chances, take risks. If there's a team that you like and there's a player that you think is going to be a good player, start buying his rookie cards. Start buying his, you know, first Bowman cards. Just buy a whole bunch of them. And see, you know, it's happened plenty of times where, you know, it's worked out and people are flipping them for a lot more money. Even if you buy them for a buck and it goes up to four or five, you're going to be doing all right. Even, and you can even get them graded, make some big bucks, because that's where this whole industry is at right now, just getting cards graded, even though they're really expensive and just making money. So if you have any questions, you can go on Flick Chat, and you also can ask the questions on the Facebook. More specific though, say, hey, this is what I want to do. What's the best way for me to get these type of cards? Now, last but not least, for you guys who are a little bit advanced, and if you're using eBay and if you're selling a decent amount, as you guys know, I did an interview with Daily Refinement. I would suggest you guys listen to him because he has a ton of eBay tips. If you want to not just sell sports cards and do other things on eBay, that's the guy to follow. No fluff, just gives great content, short and sweet. There's no pontificating like me. It literally is, this is what I'm talking about, this is how you do it, here's why, and that's that. Now, he was talking about how he had his biggest sales in August. Typically, August is a slow time of year. Usually, sales are pretty bad in a non-COVID, you know, atmosphere, but a little bit different, but still it should be a little bit slower because people are still out and about. Now, he had his best sales ever in August because he focused on his analytics and his traffic. eBay has this, you go in your store, they have this information, and you're going to be looking at your click-through rates and your sales conversion rates. Now, it's going to be a little bit more, it's going to be a little bit difficult and different because he sells replenishables and one-off items, but a lot of things he sells is very similar. Now, the only thing that's similar about us is sports cards, but you can see if you're buying and selling a lot of the same players and a lot of this same brands, you know, sets, you know, you know, Topps Chrome, you know, Heritage, Five Star, whatever. You should be able to see what is doing better and what is doing worse. And you should be able to see, hey, man, my click-through rate, everyone loves these cards, and I tend to sell through these particular cards pretty quickly. And you should be able to tell what's selling well and what's not. If you have a card that's been clicked through a billion times but no one's buying,
That means there's something wrong. There's a mistake that you made. Either it's the picture sucks, either your description sucks, or your price sucks. Something sucks. So you need to go back and look at your listings and see what you need to do to change it. Now, he was saying a click-through rate of 1% and a sales conversion rate of 2% is what you're shooting for. I don't know on baseball cards. I don't want to say that's what you should be shooting for, but that's what he was saying. But since he started focusing on that, it has made a tremendous difference in the sales and how well he's doing in his eBay store. So if you're really trying to make a push on your eBay store, take a look at that stuff. Notice, hey, are people, you know, I'm going to stop by saying, you can play around. You should be playing around with stuff. Everyone has the, you know, straight up picture of the card. Now, if you are not selling tens of thousands of cards, you can do this. If you're a smaller seller, you can do this. I would play around with my front picture. Maybe have a different angle. Still show the card. I hate when they just show like a top. They only give you two pictures and one you really can't tell if it's centered correctly. Always give that card, but maybe the main card that people see, maybe try something different. Maybe that will entice people. Maybe your descriptions have to be a little bit better. Maybe your title, your pricing. Maybe you're just pricing everything too high because you're just worried that the card's just going to keep going up instead of focusing on getting that sale and moving on to the next thing. Bunch of different stuff that it could be, bunch of different variables. So you can test stuff and you can see how well it works or doesn't work. That's what you should be doing in your eBay store. If stuff is selling well, keep doing that. Don't change. Keep selling. You know, keep if you do something different with that main picture and all of a sudden people are clicking on it more and you're priced right and it's selling, then you know, hey, maybe I should start doing that. Just food for thought. I think it's something that you guys can learn, that it definitely will help. I guarantee you that. If you look at your analytics and your traffic on your eBay store, you're going to notice stuff. You can even do that on Instagram, low-key. I would put stuff, not low-key, but like it's going to be a little bit more difficult, but I think if you have like a business account on your Instagram, you can see what people are clicking on, maybe do videos so you can see how many views you get, maybe putting it in your stories so you see who can, you know, see who saw it, and then test, hey, is a picture of a card, does that do well? Do I put the price in the description or do I put the price on the picture? Does that work? Bunch of different stuff. Test stuff out. That's what you want to do. Test different things. Try different stuff out. See what works. And if it starts working, do that. A lot of people just see, you know, it's okay to copy what other people do. But if they don't know what they're doing and you're just copying because you saw somebody do it, you'll be wasting your time. Test. Try it out. If it works, keep doing it. If not, move on to something else. Steal someone else's, you know, ideas. Try something different. Maybe get some, you know, girl like that's half naked. Maybe get some guy that's half naked. Just try it. Can't help. Can't hurt. Well, could hurt, but you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying. All right, guys. I'm about done. I'm wrapping it up. SVACardCollectors.com. Download the Flick Chat app. You guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.